We're doing the Seder HaDorot. Shain had 26 generations. Elam, Ashur, Pashad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Elam were Shushan, Mechol, Hermon. The sons of Ashur were Mirus, Michael, Mokil. Arpachshad had Shelach, Einar, Oner, and Eshkol. Oner, Eshkol, and Mamre. So Oner and Eshkol were the sons of Arpachshad. The sons of Lud were Patir and Bizyon. The sons of Aram were Utz, Chul, Geter, and Mash. Interesting, because some of these appear in the Torah and some don't. Shelach had Aver. Aver had Peleg and Yoktan. Yoktan had Almodad and Shalef, Chatzamavid and Yarach. Hadoram and Uzal, Dikla, Uval, Avimel, Sheva, Ophir, Chavila, and Yovav. Okay, so that's in the Torah. Arpachshad, the son of Shem, was born in the year 1658. When Shem was 100 years old, he had his son Arpachshad. He lived 438 years. Meaning he was born 2 years after the flood. He had the Chaldeim, possibly, okay, whoever the Chaldeim. It was in his days that they started building the city of Babel into this metropolis and a huge nation. Shelach was born in the year 1693 when Arpachshad was 35 years old. Shelach lived 433 years. So we're entering the third generation after the flood. He had the Bnei Sarmaria that were called Tartre. I don't know what that means. And there was another Sarmaria, maybe that's Samaria, I don't know, on the western side. And then At the edge of these locations, you have mountains called Harim Gavnunim. That being that being that they get cut so often, so the inhabitants live there with large trees that are impassable. And they're called the Mountains of Caspi, Monte Caspi. Okay, I don't know exactly what it means that they're cut so often. What's cut so often? I don't know. Evel was born in the year 1723. When Shelach was 30 years old, he lived 464 years. And he started teaching, he had an academy. I had a base medrash, he had a yeshiva, and he was the father of all those that are called Bnei Ever. And the Jews that are called Ivrim, Hebrews, that's because they're like the disciples of Ever, the Ever Academy. Like you have the Oxford graduates, you have the Harvard graduates, you have the Ever graduates, which are called Ivrim. So he maintained the language of Lashon HaKodesh, and the language Lashon HaKodesh used to originally be called Lishon Umana. I don't know if that's Umana, Umna, Umana. Others say that Avram was called Avram HaIvri because he came from the Aver, from the other side of the Euphrates. That's Rashi's Pshat. The Michlal Yofi says because he was a descendant of Aver. But he brings this understanding that it's because they were disciples of that school of thought. And that's why they were called Ivrim. But the language was originally called Umnar. Umana, I don't know how you pronounce that. Peleg was born in the year 1757, when his father Aver was 34 years old. He lived 239 years. His name was Peleg, because from his day onward, people's lives were divided. People stopped living long lives. Kiviyamav niflega haaretz. So we always go with the pshat of the Seder Om Rabba, that that's when there was the Dor HaPalaga, that's when everyone was divided. He brings a different pshat. That's when lives were halved. That's when people stopped living 200-300 years, they started living 100 years. He also lived half a life, so to speak. He lived halfway through his father's life, and at the end of his life was Dor HaPalaga. But Peleg really refers to the fact that people started living shorter lives. That's the pshat he brings. Yoktan was Aver's second son, and he was called Yoktan. Notice the first one is called Peleg, half. The next one's called Yoktan, small, minimized. And the idea was that Aver noticed that people's lives were shortened even more. And that's why he called him Yoktan. Yoktan had children, Almodad, Shalef, Chatzar Mavet, Yara, Chadora, Muzal, Dikla, Oval, Avimel, Sheva, Ophir, Chavila, and Yovab. Ashkenaz was the son of Gomer, who was the son of Yefet, and he was born in the year 1786. We'll pick up here, but it's not your next time.